19-year-old Andre Williams started kindergarten with the expectation that 13 years later, he would graduate. It may have taken him an extra year, but on June 6th, he did indeed accomplish that goal.
Andre Sean Williams.
Getting to this point was anything but a given, however. Andre's journey through public school was almost derailed in his senior year when he got caught smoking pot in the Sandalwood High School parking lot. But instead of being turned over to police and entering the juvenile justice system, Andre got sent to Grand Park Alternative School, where he spent a little over a month carefully minding his P's and Q's. So when he did walk with his class at Veterans Memorial Stadium that rainy Thursday evening, Andre knew he had truly earned the right to be there.
Class of 2013, you may now turn your tassels.
And just like that, all those years in elementary school, middle school, and high school, done, done, and done. Andre says he knew that graduating would bring with it a whole new set of grown-up responsibilities and expectations. That doesn't mean he's ready for them, however.
I'm no longer considered that little boy, you know. I'm being looked upon as a man, so I have to make man decisions. I have to do things that a man would do. It's still hitting me.
In an environment where everyone is so fixated on that one single moment in time, it just makes sense that the euphoria Andre felt when he walked across that stage in his cap and gown and received his diploma would be so quickly replaced by anxiety. Duval County School Board member Paula Wright says, unfortunately, that's the way it works for a lot of graduates.
Students in high school don't really understand that graduation signals the beginning point of what they're going to do as adults and how they're going to take care of themselves. And it makes it even harder for those students who really don't have a support system to guide them and help them and perhaps finance them until they make that decision or figure out what it is they want to do.
Fast forward 3 weeks. Andre's at home, sitting on his couch with his computer in his lap, checking on his college financial aid application. The federal financial aid application, or FAFSA, has a lot of questions. But filling one out isn't just confusing and time-consuming. It can also be fraught with anxiety. That's because the government wants to know exactly how much a student's parents earned and how much they paid in income taxes the year before.
And sometimes kids don't complete that because they don't know the income or there's no cooperation about releasing their income. So it's a lot of missteps.
Andre's parents are divorced, so he had to decide whether to use his mother's or his father's income on the FAFSA. He went with the one who earned less last year because he figured that would get him more money for college. 5 years from now, Andre says, he sees himself in graduate school, getting a master's degree in a field he has yet to choose. He figures it will all get sorted out once he starts school at Florida State College at Jacksonville in the fall. School board member Paula Wright says a lot of kids head off to college not knowing what they want to major in. But it might make it a lot easier if schools ask students every now and then, what is it you like?
That like can determine the college path or the work path so that they can then look at how they're going to plan their young life.
Wright says help is coming. There are plans already underway to make sure that every high school has a graduation coach whose job will be to make sure students graduate on time and that they have some idea of what they want to do when they grow up. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.